Ireland's love affair with pre-loved fashion is showing no signs of slowing down. And one event leading the charge is Reruns, one of Ireland's fastest growing pre-loved fashion sales. Returning to Dublin's David Marshall Salon on Fade Street from the 27th of June to the 29th, the event celebrates 1 year since its first pop-up and a remarkable milestone. More than 5,000 pre-loved fashion items sold that may otherwise have ended up in landfill. Combining designer bargains, sustainable shopping and support for Irish charities through ticket sales, Reruns is helping shoppers rethink the way they buy clothes. Joining us now is model, stylist and Reruns ambassador Rosalind Lipset to chat about how to shop smarter, build a more sustainable wardrobe and why the thrill of finding a one-of-a-kind bargain is bringing people back to real-life shopping experiences. Rosalind, thank you so much for joining me on the show. Tell me a little bit about Reruns and what people can expect from this year's event.
So this is the fifth Reruns event. It's a luxury pre-loved pop-up. And when I say pre-loved, a lot of it actually has never been loved. It's returns to big designers and to online websites that have gotten returns and they're faulty. So instead of them going to landfill, they get donated to Reruns and people can go and purchase them. Proceeds go to charity. It's sustainable because you're saving these stunning designer bags from landfill where they would have ended up. And it's just a fantastic operation. And we have the same people returning every event and it's just a great environment. It's a good fun thing to do. You have to be ready to dig in the treasure trove, but there are lots of treasures to be found.
I think there's something so special though about digging in the treasure trove and finding something special. The pre-loved fashion market, in fairness, has exploded in recent years. Why do you think more people are choosing secondhand and vintage pieces now?
I think the 2026 audience is smarter than ever. People know the damage of consumerism and how, you know, I feel like the fast fashion industry is changing and people are so much more aware now of, you know, where the clothes go, the environmental footprint. And, you know, I think pre-loved is a fantastic way to also get a brilliant discount. So I do think people are a lot smarter. They're a lot more educated on how fashion can be environmentally very unfriendly. And they're also smart enough to know that they can get an absolute bargain and not have to pay the full whack.
Yeah, for someone who's new to shopping pre-loved though, you know, it could be possibly intimidating. They might not know what they should be looking for or what money they should be spending. What would your top tips be for spotting a genuine designer bargain?
Well, I do think that, you know, having some sort of receipt or having, you know, the tag or the label is important, especially when you're shopping online. We will have, we work with an authenticator. So there is somebody that does authentication of the bags, and which is brilliant because you never know. It's actually really, really hard to spot a fake. So I think you just need to make sure that they have the person you're buying it off has receipts, or has some sort of card to show that it is a genuine bag or a genuine designer, or if they have like the label or something like that. But at the end of the day, when you're shopping in real life, it's a lot easier to see because you can spot the quality. You can see it's real leather and things like that. So I do think having, when you're online, when you're on vintage and places like that, having receipts, seeing the label, and then also making sure that, you know, you're aware of if there's something faulty in it.
Are there certain designer brands that hold their value particularly well, like especially well over time?
Oh, definitely. Like I remember I bought a Chanel bag about 15 years ago and I actually ended up selling it because I was moving country and I was like, oh, I'll just sell it and, you know, use the money with my move. And that bag has literally quadrupled in price now. So absolutely devastated about that. So there is, you know, the pre-loved market can be a great investment because, you know, the prices can increase, like Chanel and Hermes and Rolex. We're seeing that all of these pieces are investment pieces and they're still very much in demand and people are actually making a profit from them. I also think when you do buy a designer, it is a lot easier to sell than, let's say, you buy high street. So let's say you're buying 10 high street dresses. It's a lot easier to sell that one designer dress and buy something new if you are on vintage or if you are looking to clear out your wardrobe or sell and buy something different. You know, it's a great way to wardrobe swap.
Yeah, I can imagine. There are a lot of people who want to shop more sustainably like this, but have concerns on whether or not they'll be compromising on style. I imagine you would disagree, but what would you say to them?
I would say no, absolutely not. I think pre-loved shopping and vintage shopping and secondhand shopping, charity shopping, it's a great way of finding your own personal style, because that's when you actually have to use your imagination. You have to look and you have to see like what suits me, and you end up gravitating very much to things that is your typical taste and that suits you. And you really can play with fashion as well, because you will get things at a much more of a discounted price. So you're not spending like €2,000 on a dress, you know, you're spending €150 in the dress. And that's the markdown price at reruns. Like it's about 10% of the RRP. So it's literally a great way to find your personal style. Don't be afraid, have fun with it. And then again, if it doesn't work out, if you decide, look, this isn't for me, you will probably be able to sell it a lot easier on Vinted than, let's say, you went to Zara and spent £150.
When it comes to reruns specifically, I know another amazing aspect of this event is that a percentage of the ticket sales are going to Irish charities, as you mentioned. Can you tell me a little bit more about that impact?
There are three different Irish charities that we're in collaboration with, and they are Sister Sheds, Jane Place and Sale Project. And they're all local Dublin Irish charities. They're working with women. Jane's Place is an all-female service that offers one-to-one group support to women who are dealing with homelessness and addiction issues. Sale Project is for women with multiple disadvantages, primarily addiction. And then Sister Sheds is a really lovely charity, bringing women together in a safe environment to support each other and to make friends and to learn from each other's experience. So each charity is uniquely different, and it's fantastic to work with local charities directly.
I can imagine that there's such an amazing impact, knock-on effect, so many women coming along to buy these clothes.
Yeah, and then don't get me wrong, there's amazing menswear as well. So please, bring your husbands, if you're a man listening, come along. And all the menswear is really slept on. Like the women are really on top of it. They're like, book the morning ticket, get in there, get their Louis Vuitton, get their Prada. But the menswear, can sometimes people don't realize how good the menswear is. And there's loads of kids wear as well. So definitely bring your husband along, or if you're a man listening, definitely come. You'll find the Gucci loafers and all the good stuff.
Social media nowadays, it can really influence trends. And I know it's something that we all want to hop on, whether it's going to be polka dots or leopard print or whatnot. What do you make of social media trends when it comes to fitting into a pre-loved style that definitely is making a comeback with events like this?
I love a good trend myself. I am such a sucker for trends. I see Olivia Dean, you know, everyone's doing the Olivia Dean effect where everyone's wearing the polka dot. I have to admit, I also took out any polka dot that I had in my wardrobe. I think trends, you don't have to just go out and buy the, you know, look to buy the first trend that comes out. You can definitely shop your wardrobe. I think most people have everything in their wardrobes at their dispense. I definitely have a number of polka dot pieces. And, you know, I also think then Vintage, it's got a really good search algorithm. So if you pop in the trend in Vintage, you're going to find so many options. And then again, reruns, it is all current stock because it's returns. Yeah. So it's basically the trends at the moment. Like a lot, some of it is older stock, but for the most part, it's brand new stock. Like you've got all the new aviator Tom Ford sunglasses, you've got the brand new Louis Vuitton shoes, you know, it's all returns. So it is current stock, which is another way you can shop trends.
And I can imagine,
you know what, it's got those Mason Margellas, you know, they always get Mason Margellas, you know, the shoes that make you look like you have a camel foot.
Oh my gosh,
they've gone wild, and they always get those. And there's always people coming in for the Mason Margellas, and they sell for like €30 to €100. Whereas if you were to actually buy them as the trend, they're about €1,000. So I wouldn't recommend buying the camel toe shoe, because you know what? They'll probably be out of fashion pretty soon, but it's a great way to buy the trends without, you know, breaking the bank.
I imagine as well, like when you're coming along to an event like this or buying pre-loved anyways, you can actually mix these items that you buy, whether it be these camel shoes that you're referring to or something else, with other clothes that you have bought brand new.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get me wrong. I love pre-loved shopping, but I also go to the high street. I love going to Zara now and then, Penny's. We all do. It's fantastic to get, you know, sometimes you just need new t-shirts or you see that new dress. But at the same time, I am way more mindful than I used to be because I am just trying to cut down on spending, to cut down on the waste and how I only wear things sometimes a number of times. So I'm trying to shop my wardrobe, shop pre-loved. And I also do love a browse around High Street. And like you said, I mix up the High Street. I'll get a blazer from Next and I'll pop it on with a pre-loved dress and, you know, shoes from reruns. And I think that is a great way to be sustainable. You don't have to completely throw out all your wardrobe if it's not pre-loved. And then, you know, you don't have to constantly like feel bad about going to the High Street shop. I think just a little bit of, you know, mindfulness and being open-minded to pre-loved and charity shopping, that's so good. Like, that's enough.
Where can people find out more about reruns if they're listening to you this evening and you have them convinced?
Oh, brilliant. Well, reruns are very active on Instagram and TikTok at reruns.ie. And then we also have the website reruns.ie. And then you can there's a link there to book your time slot on Eventbrite. So why we have tickets, it's just so that there's not loads of people there and it's claustrophobic when people are looking at the clothes. Yeah. You know, we want to give everyone space and time. And you have as much time then as you want. And, you know, it's just a nice, relaxed environment for people to really root because you do need time. It's, you know, it's like any charity shop. You just need to be able to have time to browse, try on, talk to your friends. You know, we just don't want it to be too much of a rushed environment.
And enjoy it as well, like bask in the glory of all these lovely clothes.
It'll be such a fun environment. There'll be a photographer. I'll be there to help with any styling needs. And it's just a good buzz, a great day out.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this evening to tell me all about it on iRadio's group chat.
Thank you so much.